This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Treating you this morning. I got anything and everything that could get in my way has done so this morning, so I'm going to try and make it so that we clear the road for you. Everything's out of your way. So, hey, it's 7 past the hour on the DJV show. The D and the J not here, but the V's here. Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen and myself, Rich McFadden. And for Doug, well, he tromps around Ireland. And I'm sure he will check in at some point this hour because he just can't help himself. So he will barge in and wreck whatever story we're trying to chat with you
about. Right in the middle of one of your sentences, right,
exactly.
No doubt.
At any second. Because that's the way my morning is gone. If there's a car that could get in front of me, an accident that could happen, a lane that is closed, it is going on. And I'm sure that's probably happening with you guys right now. So so Doug will be my next traffic accident in front of me. But until then, let's check and see what's trending with Victoria. So tell us what's happening. What's happening, Victoria?
Well, I think we need to head to Chicago for an update on
why not?
They have a new mayor.
They do.
Yep, they have the first African American woman to be the mayor of one of the largest cities in America. This is
No. Not only is she African American, she's also openly gay. She's openly gay. She's African American. What else is there a first that she could be at? Because she crossed all the first boxes off, right?
She did, yeah. In terms of being, well, I believe, is she also the first woman mayor of Chicago?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Let's that. Check. So I don't want to go that far because I don't know, and then we'll get angry Facebook messages.
Whatever.
But we do know she is the first African-American woman, and she is the first openly gay mayor of Chicago. And so her name is Lori Lightfoot. She is she was a former prosecutor, and she is now the new mayor. She beat Tony Preckwinkle, who was also an African-American woman. So this was going to be an historic runoff election. Either way,
I still say it should have been a sitcom, Preckwinkle and Lightfoot.
I know, right? So Lori Lightfoot said in her statement, "Now that the election is over, I know we will work together for the city that we both love." And she said, "Today, you did more than make history. You created a movement for change." And she told her followers that they were going to remake Chicago, which is home to 2.7 million people. They have a lot of work ahead of them. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who was not in this race, he was not seeking a third term. While he was still in office, he had appointed Lightfoot, who is 56 years old. She's a former assistant U.S. attorney. He had appointed her to be on the oversight committee, the panel for police investigations and things like that. So she is familiar with the inner workings and probably has already identified a lot of the issues facing Chicago between the community and the police, which we know is, you know, there have been so many issues there for her so many years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime someone wants to take a stab at it, go for it. If you can get a beautiful city like Chicago back on the right track, then
that's the thing. You know, with the exception of the murder rate there,
which has gone down. It's still astronomically high, but it actually has gone down in the last 2 years by about, I think it was almost 200 murders. It's in 2016, the number of homicides was the highest it had ever been in two decades. That was 762. The killings dropped off. There were 650 murders in 2017, and so far, in 2018, it was 550. So they are on a better trajectory, but, you know, they've added a lot more police officers. 1,161 police officers have been added in 2 years, and I guess we'll see if they continue along that path of adding more cops, and maybe that's helping.
So here's where we are. By the way, about 30% of the electorate showed up to vote in this thing. So not a great showing. But she, I mean, 3-1, she won. Of that 30%, she got 3-1, right?
Yeah.
But Preckwinkle and others, pretty much you're not going to have a Republican mayor in Chicago. That's just the way it is. You know, they don't primary. Well, they're out, right? So you got Democrat against Democrat. So all the Democrats are saying, well, you know, she's not too far to the left. She's not far enough to the left. And that was her knock. And so, but, you know, hey, 3-1, she's in. So there she is. But it's just, it's interesting. I would say in the last 5 years, doors have opened for, I mean, we're seeing all of these first this, first that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get it all done. Come on. Okay, what else? What else have we not done that we can open the door for just so that we can stop, as Doug says, so that we can stop saying the first this, the first that? What really counts is she going to run the city well?
Right.
Yeah. You know, who cares? Whatever. Is she going to run this? Is she going to get rid of the corruption? Is she going to get keep the murder rate going down? What about the schools? The schools in Chicago are horrible unless you live in one of the rich neighborhoods. What is she going to do about that? So that's yet to be seen. And hopefully, you know, she won't continue the same old Chicago politics. And
right.
We'll do
that's exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. We hope that she will be bringing in some change. And, you know, it's hard to go up against a systemic problem like that. But hopefully, you know, just having, because I think Rahm Emanuel was just so ineffective as a mayor. And so we'll see what. Yeah, we'll see what she can do. But good luck to her.
I'd like to see what Rahm Emanuel tries to do next. Like,
political consultant, probably, right?
To who? To what?
Well, to
who's
whoever runs.
To that guy now?
Well, but didn't he work for Clinton?
Yeah, he was Clinton. Yeah. Yeah, he was Clinton's right hand man for a while, and very effective, and you know.
Maybe that's what he should have stuck to instead of being a politician himself. He should just advise politicians.
Well,
because the people he worked with had good track records.
Right.
So,
I don't see how you walk out of a horrible 2-term mayoral career like he just did and have anybody think that you are an effective politician. I think his career is over. I mean, I'm sure somebody will pay him to do something just because he's got connections and that's how it works. But, you know, that's it. Hey, speaking of connections, have you guys talked about this this Chinese woman who got into Mar-a-Lago, into Trump's place down in Florida?
And yeah, give us the update on that.
That's right. So she walks up. Basically, Trump is at Mar-a-Lago, and he wasn't at the club at the moment that she got in, but he's there on the same day and in and out and whatever it is. So this woman walks up to the Secret Service and says, hey, I'm here to go swimming. And they're like, okay. And she provides them two passports. I don't know why you have two passports, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe she has her Chinese passport and her American passport. Okay, great. Secret Service looks at it and says, okay, this looks good. Now we pass you on to the Mar-a-Lago security. She gets up to the Mar-a-Lago security, and they cannot confirm her as a member. But there's another member who has the same last name who is Chinese, and they think that she is that person because of a language barrier, and they can't really understand what she's telling them. They think she's that member's niece, so they let her in.
Hmm.
Then she gets up to the front gate, and she goes to walk in and says, yes, I'm here for a Chinese dinner, an event that's happening here tonight. And they go, there is no dinner here happening tonight. We don't know what you're talking about. So then they bring the Secret Service back over once they go, this is a little weird. And they go through her bag. She's got 4 cell phones, a laptop, 2 hard drives, and a thumb drive with malware on it. This woman got all the way up there, and I don't know what she was going to do with that. I don't know whether she was going to hack the network in the club.
Well, all she'd have to do is stick a thumb drive with malware into any of the computers there. Like, she could have, if the receptionist turned around for a minute and she did that, that's how easy it is to spread malware.
Right.
So, yeah,
well,
that to me was the scariest part of the story, was the malware they found.
We did it to Iran. Remember when we destroyed their nuke system? We got a thumb drive into one of their nuclear reactors,
mm-hmm.
plugged it in, spread the malware,
Yeah, boom, it is done. Pretty simple to do. It's unfortunately, it's very easy to do. And that to me is the scariest part of the whole story. Obviously, Mar-a-Lago is going to have to beef up their security from now on. The fact that she was a woman, I don't know how old she is, but I think that she was like middle-aged. So she probably just acted confused. And then, you kind of wander around a little bit. And, that is scary. But to me, the scariest part is who really sent her? Was she really just someone who was acting alone? Because I don't think that that's the case. So is the Chinese government sending, they want to hack Mar-a-Lago? Because once they hack, if you think about it, once they hack the mainframe at Mar-a-Lago, you know exactly what the president, when the president's going to be there. You know when all the high-profile guests are checking in and out of the club. There's so much information
and
you
can get.
And
which government officials are tapping into the network for access,
Look at with the Wi-Fi.
Right.
Trump won't give up his cell phone, which they've been trying to get him to do forever. He's never going to. So even if he's just angry tweeting at Mar-a-Lago and he's on the Wi-Fi system, boom, he's hacked.
Right.
It's that simple.
Or
Jeff Bezos was hacked.
Yeah,
think about it this way. Jeff Bezos, we don't even know how he was hacked, but his phone was hacked by the Saudis. It would be that simple to hack the President of the United States' iPhone.
Boom.
Like, it's crazy. So...
Well,
thank God they caught her, but,
I'm sure anything that he has on his iPhone, it's gonna be a great health care plan, it's going to be this, I'm going to shut down the border, and nothing. I don't know.
But he has text messages.
For
whatever reason, I don't understand how he's allowed to do that, because Obama said he wasn't allowed to even have an iPhone. So I never understood how
he did
Trump,
at the end, but he didn't for a while,
But at the end, he said it didn't do anything. He couldn't text on it, because I remember seeing him on Jimmy Fallon, and he said, oh, you finally got an iPhone. He said, yeah, but I can't do anything on it. Like, I can't text anybody. Everything's blocked. So I don't know how Trump has gotten away. Obama wasn't, he couldn't even tweet himself.
Yeah.
So I have no idea how Trump managed that one. But
all right, so we'll see what goes on there. I'm sure this woman is having a nice little time today being questioned by everybody and everybody. So, All right, so it's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
K
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right. 1976, the Hotel California album was just a monster hit for the Eagles. It won them two Grammys for New Kid in Town and Hotel California. One of the great things about this song, I'm going to get into music geek stuff here. So you have your circle of fifths in music theory, right? Where it's just basically you have your chords that go around in the circle, and that's the progression of chords. The Hotel California song basically just follows that progression to the T. And it's so simple, yet so great. And I listen to the song with headphones on all the time, and I break it down. And I will listen to Don Felder's lead, and I will listen against Joe Walsh's lead, and I will listen to Timothy B. Schmidt's bass lines, and it just, you know, listen to Glenn Frey's acoustic guitar, the rhythm guitar, and you just break it all, and it's a masterpiece, written by Don Felder, who basically was fired by Don Henley and Glenn Frey, who really owned the Eagles. But Don Felder was like the third partner in the Eagles of the corporation. Joe Walsh and Timothy B. Schmidt are just employees. They get a paycheck for showing up and playing at the concerts. But that's it, man. So Frey and Henley own the thing, and they basically fired Felder and said, okay, you still get your profits, but you're out of the company. So now they're touring again, and they've brought on Deacon Frey and Glenn Frey's son, who's a good guitar player and a good singer, and also Vince Gill. I have not seen them yet with Vince Gill, and I would love to, because he's one guy where I could say, okay, because I'm a big Glenn Frey friend, he's one guy where I could say, okay, that is a good replacement, or not replacement, for substitution for Glenn Frey.
I've seen some video footage of Vince. First of all, Vince Gill is a phenomenal guitar
player.
Hugely
talented.
Yeah, and he's got that kind of higher-pitched voice.
Yeah.
So I've seen him doing, what's that? Is it Tequila? What's the Tequila?
Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise. Mm-hmm. I've heard him sing that, which was a Glenn Frey, and he sings it very, very well, because they've got that higher-pitched voice.
Yeah.
I don't know what Deacon Frey adds. I haven't seen him really do
much.
He
adds the fact that he's a Frey.
Right.
That he's Glenn Frey's son. He does play guitar. He knows all the songs. He grew up with the music. So,
right.
You know, it's all there. So,
but I think Vince Gill is probably an essential addition to what they're doing now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Gill loves it. He absolutely loves it. But here's a cool thing. The Eagles have decided that they're going to perform Hotel California, the album, in its entirety in concert for the first time ever. And what I'm confused about here is that the Live Nation says it will take place September 27th, 28th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Is that the only place they're doing this? Because I think they're going to tour in 2019.
So far. Yeah, I think that they've committed to doing it those two nights in Vegas, which obviously, to me, that reeks of they're going to film it. It's going to be a special on Netflix or whatever.
I'm good
with
that.
But that's probably what they're going to do. But, you know, this has become such a trend lately that, you know, artists are revisiting old albums and doing them in their entirety, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would pay for that. I'm still a little irked at Don Henley because he's like, the Eagles will never be a band again. Never, never. You know, here's Vince Gill coming in to save the day. So anyway, check it out. Buy me a ticket. If you're going, get me one. I'll go with you. And it's 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A banner year for your company.
Staples wants to help your business achieve big things with 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Trust the pros at Staples to print whatever your business needs, like color presentations, brochures, and banners.
Prepare yourself for a banner year and banner savings
with 20% back in rewards on your color printing right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store. And 6/22/19 in store only. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/20back for details.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now there are four women accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of behaving inappropriately, with two more coming forward in recent hours. Caitlin Caruso says as a 19-year-old student at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Biden rested his hand on her thigh and hugged her, as she puts it, a little too long. DJ Hill claiming as her husband took a photo of the two, Biden placed his hand on her shoulder and then started dropping it down her back, making her feel very uncomfortable. No comment yet from Biden on these latest allegations. After 100,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border in March, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen compares it to a natural disaster.
We're now treating this like a massive Cat 5 hurricane disaster.
Telling Fox it may be one of the biggest crises the country's faced in a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Beverly Hills Cop sounding piece of music there. Presenting Murphy. 34 past the hour on the DJ V Show. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen along with you. Doug running around Ireland. He's threatened to call in, but we haven't heard from him yet. We'll see if we can make it out of this hour clean. No Dudley. So, but until then, I got two stories I want to talk to you, but then we're going to talk about the health effects and the help that vitamin C can give you. But before that, got two stories here. I'm going to flip-flop it on you, Victoria. So India launches a satellite a couple of years ago, right? Because they want to get into the space race. And the thing just basically falls apart, and now it's in 400 pieces rolling around space. And NASA is worried that the debris from this thing could hit the International Space Station.
Yeah, and cause lots of damage, I guess.
Right. So, in India, it's like, oh, that is not what is going to happen.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, you didn't just do that.
I did.
But the other part of this is that six people currently live and work on the International Space Station. So if something crashes into the space station, you know, there could be lives potentially at risk as well.
Here's the thing, and here's the whole reason I wanted to talk about this. I saw
you wanted to do the accent, is what you wanted.
I did want to do that. Thank you. There is so much space junk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know. People talk about straws in the ocean and plastic on the beaches. Man, let me tell you something. How in the world we've got, what's the number here? 100 million pieces of human-created space junk orbiting the Earth. Okay. All right. So, whatever. You can't really fathom that. What does that look like? Is that just... This stuff breaks down into dust-like particles because it just keeps flying at 10... billion miles an hour through space and just keeps breaking down and breaking down, but it never completely goes away. And what it's doing is creating this ring around the atmosphere, outside of the atmosphere. And you have to get in or through that every time you fly in or out of space. And I watched this video, this NASA video, a couple of years ago, and they talked about this. And ever since then, it's kind of blown my mind that we're basically creating this shield with junk that we will not be able to fly through at some point,
right,
when we go to leave Earth and go to Mars or whatever it is. And
Or coming back. If we've got astronauts trying to come back, they're going to have to come up with some way of maybe like a missile or something that gets fired into the junk to make it dissipate before our rockets can fly through. But you're right. It's created a force field of garbage.
And what the Indians say here is that it will just, the debris will just dissipate and fall back to Earth and burn up. No, it won't.
Not so much.
Sorry, brother. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's cool.
But it is interesting when you think about, first of all, why was India, which is such a poverty-stricken nation, why were they even trying to spend money on an anti-satellite missile launch, which was a complete disaster? It just, their money could have been better spent. And now, who knows what the International Space Station is going to do? They're obviously monitoring. It's 24 pieces of this debris that's in the orbit of the space station, so they'll have to keep an eye on that. I think at the end of last year, we did a story about Japan, and they, with the big space net. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That they had something that they had rigged up, which was a giant net that they were, I don't know if they had a rocket or if it was like a spaceship that was flying with this net in back of it to try to capture and collect some of the space junk. And I think a lot of people, that's maybe cool. Elon Musk will get in on this with SpaceX, but something's going to have to be done with space junk.
That's fine for the things that are the size of a dryer, a washer, or a car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do about the particles, the dust,
right,
that's creating,
right,
that force field?
Well, it's the same thing in our oceans. The plastic that has been broken down into almost microscopic level, there's still those particles are incredibly dangerous to the fish and the ecosystem, but you can't collect it. We miss the boat. You just there's nothing.
It's like those little scrubbing bubbles in toothpaste. Do you remember that?
Microbeads, yeah.
The little microbeads in toothpaste, mm-hmm, to help you clean your teeth.
Right.
They don't break down and they just run.
Nope.
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm no tree hugging. Well, actually, I
was just gonna say, I don't agree politically on much.
No.
However, you and I both agree on environmental stuff.
That's the knock here, is that, you know, conservatives aren't environmentalists. I shut up. Yes, I am.
No. I'm not talking to you. I'm just saying in general. Okay.
Shut up. Yes, I am. And yes,
right,
we are. It's just
you and I do agree on a lot of environmental
stuff. No, we all agree on it. We just have different ways to fix the problem. So that's the way it is. Hey, but I don't want to shortchange. I saw this story, and I want to do half an hour on it, but we can't. We only got a couple minutes here. What is this story where the cameras were secretly recording women in California's delivery rooms, hospitals' delivery rooms in California?
It's a crazy story.
Tell me in 2 minutes how this even happens.
What happened is, this is the Women's Center at Sharp Grossmont Hospital in La Mesa, California, which is in northern San Diego. And over a period of about 11 months, beginning in the summer of 2012, they installed hidden cameras. The reason they did that is because there was a specific doctor who they believed was stealing drugs from the carts. And so he was taking propofol, which is, you know, that's what killed Michael Jackson. And so eventually they did actually capture him on camera. He was arrested and they dealt with it. However, while they were trying to capture him on camera, they ended up, there were women on operating tables, there were women having cesarean sections, newly delivered babies, women, you know, with their faces being shown, and so now more than 80 women have banded together who were caught on camera without their knowledge or consent, and now there's a big lawsuit, and it's probably going to just maybe bankrupt the hospital because it's such a disaster. One of the biggest breaches of trust and privacy, though, was the recordings were stored on a desktop computer that didn't even need a password. So anyone could have just gone on, and if you were a hospital worker, you could just log on and just watch naked women, if that was your thing, which is a huge violation of trust and privacy. So it was a disaster.
I have an idea to catch the criminal. We will put cameras inside every single one of the operating rooms that the women are giving birth. This is a foolproof plan. Cannot go wrong. Do you agree?
Oui, oui.
What moron came up with this idea? I mean, really?
I get that, you know, hospital thefts, you know, their drug theft in hospitals is a huge problem.
Right.
And I get that. And how else would you possibly catch someone in the act? There's really, you know, hidden cameras. You've got to catch them. You've got to have evidence.
Some security guard, knucklehead, had to walk up to the management of the hospital and go, here's what we're going to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. Why they were in delivery rooms is beyond me.
All right, there's your brainstorm of the day there on the DJB show. Hey, coming up, we're going to make you healthier, so stick around. It's 42 past the hour on DJB.
Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter's pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute. Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Both? Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after 16.25 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. 30-day activation fee and restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I know something you don't know. Victoria, Kara,
uh-huh.
I know something you don't know. Today's April 4th. You know that part, right?
Right.
But you know what else? It's vitamin.
Well, actually, today's April 3rd, but okay.
Oh, it is?
Continue.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Well, you know what April 4th is?
No, I don't.
It's Vitamin C Day.
All right.
You know who decided it's Vitamin C Day?
I do not.
SkinCeuticals.
I love SkinCeuticals.
You do?
I do, actually.
I do too.
It's a great brand.
I'm going
yeah.
to. I never
Amazing
heard of them,
products.
But now I'm about to learn about SkinCeuticals. So here to join us is dermatologist Dr. Sherry Ingraham, and she's going to help us understand how vitamin C is important to our daily lives and our daily health. Thank you. Dr. Ingram, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So let's start out with the basics, okay? Everybody knows vitamin C is good for you. Everybody drinks their orange juice, which is void of nutrients, and everybody, you know, eats their broccoli so that they can get some vitamin C. But really, what does vitamin C do in your body? Why does my body need vitamin C? What is it doing?
Well, a few things. Vitamin C actually isn't naturally produced by our bodies. So humans and animals need to actually recapture that vitamin C in their diets. You can do it with supplements, or you can do it topically. And we're talking about the skin today, so we're going to talk about it topically. You know, we all know that vitamin C is great for warding off colds, but it's also proven to be a powerhouse in other areas as well. And when you apply it topically to the skin, it has many benefits. So we know it can reduce blood pressure. Possibly, it can potentially lower the risk of heart disease, but on the skin, vitamin C keeps your skin healthy by protecting it from oxidative damage due to the environment, so due to UVA, UVB sunlight, heat, pollution, and other environmental factors. So if you can add it to your skincare routine, it can potentially brighten your skin, reduce inflammation, especially in people who have skin that's prone to inflammation and redness, and it can also promote healthy collagen. That's why we always think about vitamin C, right? It has to do with collagen production. So we think about scurvy. Vitamin C stimulates collagen, and it really brightens just about any healthcare routine.
So, I mean, I'm 54, right? So I'm starting to get to that age where maybe a wrinkle or two is starting to show up. And
just one or two.
Yeah, just one or two. I mean, I never really thought about vitamin C topically. I always think about it taking it
orally.
That's
because you're not a woman, Rich.
Apparently.
women right. have long known that a really good vitamin C serum
but that's
is
what I
a
have
great
you guys
part
for.
Of
You're supposed to tell me about this stuff.
Well, your wife is supposed to tell you. You're just supposed to steal her stuff.
I always say, unfortunately, you know, I can tell my husband something, but if someone else tells them, they listen.
Right.
So your wife will tell you these things, but, you know, the person on the street knows more. So I tell my patients, and actually the men sometimes listen to me, I tell them, you know, your skin is kind of like those leaves furthest out on the tree, right? So the roots are sucking up the nutrients. You're eating the vitamin C, but the bioavailability isn't there, so it's not getting to the skin the way it needs to. So applying it topically at the right concentration, at the right pH, in a serum form is the key to getting it into your skin. And you want to get it on your skin because think about it. Your skin is your shield against the world, right? Our skin is our environmental protector, but then we have to protect our skin from the environment. So adding vitamin C replenishes the vitamin C that was inherently already in the skin and helps to protect it from free radicals and oxidative damage in the environment.
So do we do this every, like I just do my face or do I do my arms, only exposed to the sun parts, like a sunscreen, or how much of my body do I do?
That's a good question. So what I tell patients is SkinCeuticals was really the first company to pioneer the parameters for the effective delivery of the product to the skin. And so their products are designed, I tell people, for the face and the neck, really, because these are really hero special concentrations of vitamin C that you can't spread all over your body. So ideally, what you would do is you take a vitamin C formula, I like CE Ferulic from SkinCeuticals, and you'd apply it every morning. And my men literally do this every day because it's a nice, lightweight serum. It's not a heavy product.
So now, where in the, quick question, because a lot of women have this confusion, where in the process do we apply the serum? Do we do it at night? Is it okay to do it in the morning if you're going to be exposed to sunlight? Like, where in your routine do you moisturize first and then do the serum, or do you the other way around?
Always think thinnest to thickest. So you want to put this really potent, pure vitamin C on your skin first. Then you can apply your sunscreen, your makeup for men. Put it on in the morning. I always say brush your teeth, put your vitamin C serum on, put your sunscreen on, and head out and face the day. At nighttime, if you're really, really wise, put it on again first after you cleanse your face, and then put your nightly moisturizer on if you use one. But I find men will do this. It's a thin, well-absorbed formula. They'll throw it on in the morning, put their sunscreen on top, and head out to work.
So to get more information on this, because if you're as dumb as I am, which you likely aren't, go to SkinCeuticals.com. That's skin, S-K-I-N, Ceuticals, S-E-U-T-I-C-A-L-S.com for more information. And Dr. Ingraham, thank you so much. I learned something.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Not, but it's 54 past the hour, by the way. DJ V show with Doug all over the place, and Chuck Curry here from Movie Moments, along with Victoria and Rich and Kara. That I remember that this is Axel's theme from Beverly Hills Cop, the movie. Chucker, I'm going to ask you why we are playing the Beverly Hills Cop thing, and I'm hopeful that I'll get the answer I'm looking for, but I'm doubtful that it will be delivered. So tell me.
Yeah, it's probably not what you're looking for. Eddie Murphy's birthday is today, believe it or not. He's only 59 years old, relatively very young, I think, has a lot to offer in the industry. And
no,
it was announced that, they're going to make a sequel to Coming to America, shooting this year. I think a lot of people wanted to see a sequel to Beverly Hills Cop, which I think is a staple movie released in 1984, one of the great audience participation movies of all time. I remember sitting in a theater in 84. I believe it or not, I've seen that movie like 8 or 9 times theatrically. People were screaming and having a great time at that movie's expense. in its favor. Just had a great time with it. It was a terrific movie.
I mean, it's a great movie, and all of his movies were great back then. The guy was a phenomenal comic actor, just a great actor who made great movies, lots of fun to go see, and then he just quit. Then it just ended.
I got a question for you, because I know you don't know the answer, but I would love to know it. What does he do in between projects?
It counts as money. I think what happened, and this is just me, I think after he had kids, he decided, you know what, the old Eddie Murphy just doesn't cut it anymore, and I can't do that stuff. And that's when he got into all the silly kids movies, and then a lot of them are a lot of fun. A lot of them are really cool, you know, the doctor talking,
Dr.
Doolittle ones. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the old Eddie Murphy is what everybody wants to see. Damn it, Gumby. And he just won't do it anymore.
Yeah, he won't do it. But, you know, he made a lot of money off the Shrek movies playing the voice of Donkey.
And he was great.
You know, when
he was great.
And he was great. His voice is awesome in that movie. But, you know, unlike guys like, Bruce Willis and Nick Cage and John Cusack, who make, one DVD project after the other, Eddie Murphy's very selective, like one every 7-8 years. But it is interesting that they made the announcement that Coming to America 2 will start filming this year.
I would be curious to see if the old Eddie Murphy just... I mean, Shrek is probably the only thing that he still does that's the old Eddie Murphy-esque, where he's just kind of off the rails and just going at and just having fun, and that's a shame. It's everybody wants that guy, and maybe.
Hey, what are you gonna do? At least we got John Cusack DVD movies.
Don't knock on John. He's my favorite all time.
I know that.
John Cusack. All right, what else is going on in movie news?
Warner Brothers is gonna interesting. Warner Brothers is gonna release today the coming attraction trailer to its Joker origin standalone movie, which Joaquin Phoenix is going to play the Joker. Todd Phillips is the director. He directed The Hangover. That trailer will be released today. What's interesting about that, Rich, is that there will be no Batman in the movie, and supposedly this will be a standalone film, one and done. So you got Joaquin Phoenix playing the Joker in an origin film with no Batman and no sequel from what.
Why Joaquin Phoenix? Who dug him up?
No, I like that. I like that casting. I don't know if the trailer's out. It's going to hit this morning, but we'll talk about this tomorrow. I have a feeling he's going to kill it in that role. One other bit of news: Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker fame, going to voice Chucky, the killer doll, in the remake of Child's Play. That movie comes out later this year. And that's named Brad Dourif, who is in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, was the original voice of Chucky in the first six Child's Play or Chucky movie, so Mark Hamill takes over that voiceover.
Are they going to get John Gruden to do the live-action flick?
Yeah. and also, this Thursday night, Shazam opens, which is getting really good advanced reviews. It's a superhero movie geared to families over at DC Warner Brothers. I got to be honest, I am really looking forward to this movie.
I like that they put Chuck in that role. That's pretty fun. I like him. He's a lot of fun.
He looks like he killed it. He's getting great advanced buzz on that one.
All right, there it is. Your movie news for today. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.